This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Let's talk with Stephen Jones right now here on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, welcome today.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We could be better, and I know you feel that way too, right?
Yeah, that was a tough one to swallow yesterday. I think we really thought we were prepared and could go in there and figure out a way to win that football game. But unfortunately, you can't lose that turnover battle. You count the block kick 2-0 and expect to come away with a win. And unfortunately, that ended up probably being the difference in the game.
Now, Stephen, after the game, Jerry was pretty heated, and I wonder if that sentiment is kind of shared across the board within the Cowboys organization right now.
Well, I just think, anytime you lose a game like that, and, we just had a tough day on the special team side of the ball. I know Keith takes a lot of pride in getting our guys prepared, but we had it's pretty obvious to anyone watching that we didn't have one of our better days. If you take the block kick, a couple of muff kicks, and then the punt situation there between the third and fourth quarter where we took a couple of penalties and lost some, pretty serious field position there. It was just, not one of our better days, but we've had that type of day on offense and had those days before on defense, and we rebound and respond, and Keith and his group will do the same.
Is there a particular game that you feel like you can point to show a standout effort by the special teams? Because I've seen standout efforts from the defense, seen standout efforts from the offense. I guess I'm kind of struggling to think of a standout game from the special teams where they made the difference in a positive way.
Well, we've just got to move forward from this game and look for ways to be better. I think we've got, some good players that can be dynamic between Tavon and Cobb and Pollard, and we've just got to get back to the execution phase of it and make some plays. Obviously we had a couple games there where our kicker kicked a couple 60 yarders that made a difference, and we just have to continue to work at this and execute, and I think we've got the players that will continue to get better.
Oh, Stephen, that's a word that I think there is a sentiment of frustration. And execution is a real thing. Seeing a quarterback make a pass, seeing a guy make a kick, seeing a defense make that stop when they need to. And I'm wondering what you guys, whenever it's discussed, what is execution? Is it the preparation of fundamentals? Is it mental discipline? Is it mental toughness? What do you guys consider is one of the keys, or have you ever had that discussion with what's the key to execution?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's all the above. I mean, obviously, if you're, execution is going through a drive and making first downs on third down, making first downs on first and second down. It's making tough plays, making contested plays. It's ultimately having success on offense. That's getting the ball in the end zone, scoring touchdowns. On defense, that's getting the other team out. And when put in tough situations, maybe holding them to field goals rather than touchdowns, which unfortunately we didn't get the job done yesterday. Brady made a nice pass to his receiver on the back shoulder there. And they come away with a touchdown rather than a field goal, which is huge in that game. And, very tough conditions. And then, of course, on special teams, the biggest thing is not making mistakes and negative plays and penalties and those type of things that give you the negative field position. Of course, in a game like yesterday where conditions are very difficult, especially for the offensive side of the ball, field position's everything. Get a couple first downs and you got to punt it away in a game like that, you hope you're gaining field position every step of the way. But, at the end of the day, that's, our definition of, what you would call execution, at a top level.
You just brought up an excellent point about, sometimes holding another team to that field goal as opposed to giving up the touchdown. And I know yesterday with the conditions might make it a little different. But in general, I'm curious, what do you think about Garrett's philosophy or the team's philosophy about sometimes maybe going a little harder after that 7 points? Or do you ever feel like perhaps we settle for the field goal a little bit too quickly?
Well, you know, in a game like yesterday, obviously field goals were huge, and because there weren't going to be a lot of points. But, obviously, when you're nearing the end of the game and you're seeing that it's going to be very difficult to score touchdowns, we're in there, you know, first and goal from the 11, then, certainly there's going to be second guessing. And, when you're the head coach, that's what happens. And certainly we would have liked to have come away there, with a touchdown when you get that opportunity against a team that's been very stingy in terms of giving up touchdowns in their stadium there. And, they're one of the top defenses in the league. You want to figure out how to punch it in right there. But, unfortunately, we went to second and three, and then we threw it twice and had incompletions. And, you certainly see where fourth and seven's not, even in good conditions, is a difficult conversion. And, the bigger question there is, could you have set it up for a shorter type of third, fourth down conversions? But, if you're always going to complete either one of those passes, then, you're certainly saying, boy, what a great play call, and that was the right thing to do. So everything gets second-guessed when you're on the wrong end of one of these games.
Yeah, that makes sense. Stephen Jones with us on the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you feel like you're getting the best you possibly can from your coaching and your coaching staff?
I do. I know they work. I mean, Jason Garrett's finest quality of all is his work ethic, and he demands that from his coaches. And, we just have to continue to move forward and, at some point, get that ball rolling our way. Certainly last year with the, similar type staff, we won all these close games, and we got on a big streak, and we won 7 in a row, and we're able to win all the close games. And unfortunately, this year we're not getting that job done with the same staff. But certainly we've got a chance to right the ship here, a great chance to right the ship here. And we've just got to get on a streak here. And as we said, we got to execute. We got to make the plays when we need to. And, unfortunately we hadn't done that, when we've been in these close games, against good football teams. We hadn't been making, hadn't been executing and making those plays at the right time.
Stephen, how much weight do you put on and for the future of this team, the future of the way this team looks, how much weight do you put on postseason success as opposed to regular season?
Well, I think it all, at the end of the day, you are what you are, and I think that's the key here, is that, the key is you got to get in the tournament, as Bill Parcells used to say, and then once you get in the tournament, then you're going to be judged. I mean, we've had some teams with some great records, 13-3s, and, then you get in the playoffs and you don't have success, then you're basically judged how you end the season. And I'm sure this team's going to be judged the same way, which is, one, you got to get in the playoffs, and then, if you're fortunate to do that, then you've got to have success in the playoffs. And certainly, Jerry said it, I've said it, we want to take the next step this year, and we certainly can still do that. We're still first place in our division. We've got to go, get on a run right now and make the plays that we need to make to win the games that we need to win our division, and then we've got to go have success in the playoffs.
Now, as far as that next game and the opportunity to turn it around comes Thursday against the Bills, and I understand the importance on the field. I'm just curious for you and the family as well, what is the importance of, hosting that Thanksgiving game and all the spectacle that comes along with it? What does that mean to you guys?
Well, it's a special day for our family. It's obviously, first and foremost, you want to go out there and win the football game. But our involvement with the Salvation Army, in particular, my mother and sister, spent a large part of their life and dedicated a lot of time to the Salvation Army and what it means. And certainly that's a celebration there at Thanksgiving in terms of really kicking off the Red Kettle campaign for the holidays. And, it's a very special game for our fans. It's a special game for our team, and it's a special game for our family.
Now, Frank Gore just moved into third all time on the NFL rushing list, and my co-host doesn't think that he's a future Hall of Famer. That's a that's a big deal, right, Steven? Like, that's Hall of Fame worthy, isn't it?
No question. I mean, Frank Gore, what he's been through, we all remember his horrific injury there when he was about to come out, his senior year at Miami or his junior year, whatever year he was coming out, with the really rugged knee injury and all the things that he's overcome to have the career that he has, he's had. He's certainly, I think, Hall of Fame worthy, and we're going to have our hands full with him when he comes in here on Thanksgiving.
How much more prestigious do you think the Hall of Fame could be if someone as rigid as me was running it? I might not let anybody into the Hall of Fame.
I still think Jerry'd be in.
Oh, I mean, we're going to have him on Friday, so I better say he'd be in the Hall of Fame or else he might cancel.
He might not get on, so you better give him a little vote of confidence right now.
All right, well, Jerry, if you're listening, you belong in the Hall of Fame. Frank Gore does not.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we appreciate the time.
Don't appreciate that.
Good. And we appreciate you coming on for better or worse and visiting with us every single week, Stephen.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
Stephen Jones and Corey, you asked the question that I think got the answer that if people were listening, that's the answer that they're going to want to hear.
Stay patient. I know it's frustrating. Stay patient during the regular season. The outcome of the playoffs is what's going to matter the most to this team.
I mean, I heard him loud and clear, and people will say that I'm speculating. I don't think so, because he said, but at the end of the day, you are judged by what you do in the playoffs. And we said at the beginning of the year, we're prepared to take the next step. And I think the implication, as has been the case most of the year, was very clear right there.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And you know what? I think if you're coaching in that manner of, hey, let's get to there first, the regular season is a way. And I think Bill Belichick does a really good job of building his team throughout a season, working their way up whatever the mountain is, if that's the analogy you want to use. I think he does a really good job of growing to get better by the end of the year. And if the Cowboys are almost on their way to something like that, they can make a difference and make some more noise at the end of the year, despite how frustrating the first part of the season is. But so far in the history of Jason Garrett, it has not proven to be fruitful whenever you get to that point. And that's where I think that, you know, that's where Jerry Jones and Steven, you could hear from that, have set the line and set the boundary. We want to go to the next place. If they don't, you'll be seeing somebody new. That's just what I hear from it all. And
oh, absolutely.
I did feel like, you know, they love the work ethic of their head coach. You know, that's something they like about him. That's what, and but as somebody just said from the 914, JG's best quality should be his coaching, not his work ethic.
Oh man, that's a great point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.